99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello and good afternoon to you. This very beautiful Easter Monday, 20 minutes past 12 on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. How are you? And hope you enjoyed your weekend. Hope you are enjoying your weekend. Hope life's good with you. Hope you're getting all the sleep you need. You're resting, extra time to do some extra homework. Hope you're revisiting your ideas, whether they're passions or ambitions or concepts or visions, or maybe you're waking up with renewed strength for your mission. Well, this is the life. We're here, and some of us, yeah, are here to actualize some things at a frontline level. Others are here to support the cause. Some others are here for... I feel some other people are just here, and they have the liberty to choose whether they want to be here or there, you know? But I hope you pretty much, I mean, all of that I just said was to see whether you understand why you're here and to give it everything, whether you're here as the one on the front line or you're here the one, or you're here as somebody, you know, behind the scenes making things happen, whether you are here to chart a cause, you know, to open a door that would usher in something, whether you are here, look, in whatever capacity, but I just first hope that you understand. Understand it. Understand why you are here. Know why you are here. And then you wake up every day and then you are about it. Yeah? Okay. This is me hoping that your holiday is going well. I feel really good. I really did enjoy the break. It was needed. I think I'll be going on leave next week. This is just a good time to put it out there. PML is back from NYSC camp. Hopefully she has a gist for us how the thing went. For those of you who are about to go to NYSC, well, yeah. Brace up for the experience. She looks a little taller. I don't know whether maybe it's the food. Yeah, there's got to be something in the food. She looks a little taller. How come you didn't lose her skin tone? Your son didn't beat you too much.
You did, though.
Yeah. Okay, look, Lagos, Nigeria, happy holidays to you, to our brothers who are having a holiday. And, well, to our brothers who are also watching us have a holiday, well, yeah, look, enjoy the break. You'll need it. But guess something that's not taking a break on us is the Nigerian situation. Well, yeah, so first, maybe you have a Nigerian dream, or maybe you have faith in what is to be when it comes to Nigeria as a nation. Well, the weekends, I kind of bookmarked a few things I thought were really worthy of conversation, except I woke up this morning to something quite unbelievable. I had to join the live stream of the Punch newspaper to hear, you know, a correspondent with Punch who was at the scene, pretty much reporting what was happening in Imo State. In fact, it's actually now known to be Imo State Prison Break. And in my head, I thought, why would this happen? So first of all, it's a moving figure. There's no official statement so far. It is not until, not now. I don't have any official statement coming from, say, the Imo State government. But the figures keep dwindling. Sometimes, you know, while I was trying to get some other people to speak on the figures, some said 1,005, some other said 500. And given that it's a moving story, you know what? Let's just state it that prisoners were let out. How many would let you know in due time? But yes, the same thing that happened in Edo State sometime last year. Yeah. You know, prisoners are now out there in the street. Then I found a comment by Nnamdi Kanu. Then I really wanted to have your opinion on this. First of all, I think I would love for you to share with me, or at least project, articulate what you think is the logic of his thought. Yeah. And look, this radio station, we're broadcasting live from Lagos. But look, this Nigeria's got to work for me and for you. Yeah? So that if the person who is making this country not work is coming from my side, let's call him out. If the person who is not making Nigeria work is coming from your side, you better be willing to call him out. If this is going to be any kind of... if this is going to be any place that we call home for me and for you, then we have to be willing to do what needs to be done for a better Nigeria. When we come back, I'll be sharing some statements by Nnamdi Kanu, one, and then we'll look into the deaths in Ebonyi State. On the sunny side, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. My name is Joyce. Welcome to the sunny side. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. All right, so now let's get into it. Well, that's hoping that we can find our way through it. Welcome, 27 minutes past 1 p.m. The leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, has said that no Nigerian deserves to be in the country's prisons. Really? He said, he based his stance on the treatment received by some groups whom he said get freed and rehabilitated after they are arrested by authorities. So here he tries to put his concept into a few words. And this he said on Twitter. If Meity Allah Terror Herdsmen and other murderous groups, including Boko Haram insurgents, can be arrested, freed and rehabilitated by this neo-colonized president, then no single soul deserves to be in prison. In fact, he says any prison in Nigeria. And I thought that it was a little... So the confusion is, I understand what he's basing his logic on, but I do not understand the sensibility for the action. And have I also told you that when we look at the outplay in our social systems, you can understand what, say, for example, the thoughts are behind the scenes. It's like this way. If I act a certain way, you can nearly almost try to determine what my thinking is or what my thoughts are. Because really what people do on a very personal level is that people act out what they believe. People act out their thoughts. So I might not necessarily even articulate it. But if you study my actions, you can at least try to get a vague understanding as to what is influencing or say the logic of my action or reaction. In the same vein, when we look at the society today, we see the things, you know, playing out. And then you have to understand that there is a thinking pattern behind what's, you know, behind the scenes of what you can see before your eyes. While I was trying to comprehend that, then I also stumbled on a moving story, which pretty much reports gunmen Monday morning attacked the Owerri Correctional Prison in Imo State's capital and freed a number of inmates. The attackers also raised the Imo State Police Command headquarters situated in Owerri and burnt almost all the vehicles parked at the command headquarters. Wait. So I don't understand it. I think that's really it. And then when I wondered why that was happening, and then I thought, could it be as a result of what Nnamdi had to say? Now, we don't even know where this is going to end. And that's the truth. You know how it is where you wake up to Nigerian headlines and then you read the bodies, you know, you read the details of that story, particularly the much that can be reported or has been reported. And then you wait for a developing story. And honestly, it doesn't quite develop in, say, the right direction. Sometimes it goes the other way. Or sometimes it's just neutral. It doesn't quite appear to develop, except maybe when you hear something else in that regard, it's another similar outplay. It's like when we hear about kidnappings and then we hear, well, something is happening in the north. Let's deal with that. And then somebody calls Nigeria Info and tells us, well, I was kidnapped in Umuahia, Abia State. And then you're thinking, hold on a second, though. Like, what's really happening here? So this is not my intent, really, to saddle your holiday break or, you know, this little interesting break that you so much deserve away from this country's burdens. I'm not trying to take away your peace from you, but here we are. This happened this morning. Fortunately, we have to talk about it. I mean, you really want a day off. I really wish I could. I'm at work today to share with you something that happened today. And I want to know what every Nigerian thinks about this, Hausa, Igbo, Yoruba. I really want to hear what, you know, you have to say about this. Now, remember, I think I haven't even mentioned it, that after this story, we're going to go into the situation in Ebonyi State. A few days ago, some people within a particular community, reports had it that they were killed, and actually killed by a herdsman who pretty much went back there, to revenge something that sounded like, well, you threw us out, now we're back, and we're displeased by that singular action. I mean, that's really what the news is saying. And I'd like to share with you an audio excerpt from an interview off of Channels Television. It was one with El Rufai. and he spoke about his position as a governor dealing with kidnappings in Kaduna. And then you try to understand the language with which he with which he tries to paint the picture of the state where he governs and how they're dealing with kidnappings. And it doesn't quite look, I mean, you know how it is where government says peace, peace, but then you wake up another day and there is no peace. At least it doesn't quite appear that what we have is what we want when we say we want peace. So 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Let's start first from this situation happening in Imo State. And I want you to juxtapose that against the logic of Nnamdi Kanu. You have to remember that there are, you know, foot soldiers who are pretty much maybe, I think that's the only way to put it, taking orders from Nnamdi Kanu. And these are men who have a belief. These are men who believe in a country of their own. These are men who have stated their displeasure with patents, with policies, with governments, with what they call agendas. And they say, look, we're not in this with you anymore. Give us us. We want to have something we can call our own, our name, our money, our tag, our autonomy, our country. They're asking for separation. And then you wake up this morning and you hear Nnamdi Kanu say something like, look, if one group in the country is treated this way, then nobody deserves to be in prison. And just when that makes it to the headlines, there's a prison break. Nigeria Info, on the sunny side. It's a complex one, but it's your reality. So here you have to try to weave some sensibility together and maybe extract something that you can share with us on radio as to what do you think is right about this, if you think it's right? And then if you think it's wrong, can you help us understand why it's wrong? Because here we look at a country and there's hardly any part of it that we can hold as a whole. There's no part of it. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, what's your name?
Abiodun Fatai, calling from Lodia, Papa.
You sound like I woke you up from your holiday sleep.
Sorry, ma'am.
It wasn't intentional, but look, we're happy to have your Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Okay, thank you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
Okay, let me go by what Nnamdi Kanu said.
Yeah.
The issue that's happening in our country now, I think, every blessed day we wish to call God, but we need to work for ourselves.
Okay.
Going by what is happening now, I'm afraid to say, if we don't take actions, it will get worse more than this. On a daily basis, it will get worse more than this.
When so, you say take actions, can you help us? Because you know how it is, what we have said, take action. And I think the average Nigerian has exhausted every concept of action taking that they have in their heads.
Yeah, thank you. Taking actions now is this. We go by our constitution first of all. We do everything according to the line of our constitution. What I mean by the issue of bandits or kidnapping is very wrong. It's ungodly. You understand? We have a punishment for those people doing this act. When you caught anybody doing this act, you have to go through the constitutional right. That's what Nnamdi Kanu is trying to say. There are some people doing this. You put them into prison, and then the day you release them, you put them back to the society. I don't know, before you get to Nuna, every region or part of the country will start coming up with their own. Will start coming to their own. It will even get to the east. It will even get to the western part. Sooner or later, it will get to the western part.
Wow.
So we have to do everything according to how it's supposed to be doing. Everything is not has to be doing through politics or politicize everything.
All right.
That's what we are facing now. Insecurity. There is no one that is secured. We only call God. The way it is now, we have to secure ourselves.
Wow.
We have to secure ourselves. Someone will kidnap someone's daughter, kidnap someone's mother. They will murder some people. You will put them in the prison. At the end of the day, now you are even talking about negotiating with them. So what are we saying?
Thank you very much for calling. I really do appreciate your contribution.
Thank you.
Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. How are you? Good afternoon to you. Hello? Okay, thank you very much. It appeared that we had company. Good afternoon. This is Nigeria Info. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you here.
Yeah, please. My name is Moses Beatrice.
Okay.
I'm calling all the way from Awaria.
Thank you.
Yes, madam, with regards to the issue in question, in as much as I do not support prison break,
yeah,
I want to tell you that the first things you said, Nnamdi Kanu said,
yeah,
were things I had told myself severally in the past.
Oh, really?
Sure, severally. Wow. Sincerely, I want to say that it will amount to injustice if any other person, I mean gross injustice for that matter, if any other person, any other Nigerian should be in prison, why people who kill at will will be let go free?
Wow.
You see, in as much as who condemn what these guys have done in Imo State.
Yeah.
I want to tell you that the government gave them reason for it.
Whoa.
The government gave them reason for it.
Okay, so...
Because...
Yeah, can I highlight something from what you have said?
All right.
You're suggesting that the government pretty much is a reason for that singular action. But if we separate the government's influence towards the coming about of that action, is it possible that we can justify? Because remember that, for example, the reason these people were in prison in the first place is because of, say, a crime that they have committed. So, for example, in the communities around Imo State where these prisoners have been let out, wouldn't these people go back to, say, the crimes for which they were found guilty of? You get my point. Wouldn't they go back to the crime? Say, for example, they were thieves. And now they're let out of prison. Wouldn't they go back to stealing? Wouldn't that bring about some kind of discomfort for the people within those communities?
Definitely it will. It will. Then we will find ourselves in a state of anarchy, which the government by itself has created.
Okay.
The government itself created the situation, unfortunately. Because, madam, if you look at it very well, this same herdsmen who kill at abandon,
yeah,
are let go free, and they still go every day and do the same things.
Okay.
So if we are going to condemn these guys that have done this,
yeah,
then of course government deserves greater condemnation.
Okay.
That is my own point and my view about it.
Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. This is The Sunny Side. Welcome. 40 minutes past 12 on The Sunny Side. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Jess. How are you?
Fine, thank you very much. We're happy to have you. Welcome. What's your name?
Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you.
My name is Azubike. I come from Oleoshodi.
Thank you very much for calling, Azubike.
Actually, what happened today is at over there.
Yeah.
It's an unfortunate thing for me to have. Because getting a prison center is including, is recruiting, is causing, it's caused a mayhem to the society by those anglers that have already been there before.
Okay.
And what is happening in this Nigeria now is injustice judgment. Sometimes, like in the car, I used to listen to him whenever that he's going out to work out a message. What in the car is always preaching about Nigeria is all about injustice that is happening in this country. When other regions, they are not giving them their what they needed. And if you watch what is happening in Nigeria right now, there is something that is other part of Nigeria that is not in other part of Nigeria also.
Okay.
That other part of Nigeria, they are feeling so cheated. So if Nigeria government can carry everybody along as one Nigeria, all this injustice judgment will stop. That's what Nnamdi Kanu is preaching every day by day.
All right.
The Nigerian government, they are choosing to hear from him.
Yeah.
They are not taking his demand on granted. And whatever is that you are saying, it started happening now. Look at Obasanjo. Obasanjo have gone to Northern State, meet with their leaders, for them to tackle this insecurity. But which time that all these northern leaders have come together and say, let us move this country forward. So that let's carry everybody along. Look at the President Muhammadu Buhari appointment. You see any stand man there? And appointment at least.
But you don't support, I mean, it sounds as though, I don't know, do you support the Nnamdi Kanu statement, for example?
The way I support Nnamdi Kanu is so very well is because of those injustices, something that used to say that happened in this country.
All right.
That's why
okay.
I'm supporting him.
All right. So let's hear other people. Yeah, it's all right. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Welcome if you have just tuned in. We're trying to see whether we can follow the undercurrents that pretty much are now existent. We can pretty much call it that in what would be said to be our social security concern. And it's interesting because on a superficial level, you believe that the government is in charge and that they're doing everything that they can to manage insecurity issues. And then you go a layer deeper. In fact, you don't even have to sink any deeper. The headline is just, you know, popping your face. And here you have another type of reality where some people get killed, some people get kidnapped, and you wake up this morning, there's an actual prison break. If you have just tuned in, well, this is exactly what we're considering. Gunmen in the early hours of Monday set a correctional facility in Owerri, Imo State on fire. It was gathered that the gunmen struck the prison and freed an unconfirmed number of inmates and suspects. It was said to be something quite dramatic, given the fact that heavy gunfire also rang through the area. Like, it was something that neighbors or those who lived within that vicinity pretty much soon enough became very aware of. That happened. This morning, so we're yet to confirm the figures to you, but something else that I also would like for you to compare, or at least pair in fair ground with what I have just shared with you, is the fact that Nnamdi Kanu feels that he said that no Nigerian deserves to be in the country's prisons. I mean, this is me thinking: is he also considering those who are guilty of crimes under the state or under the nation? Well, he says he's basing his stance on the treatment received by some groups whom he said get freed and rehabilitated after they're arrested by authorities. 0700-993-993-993. This is going to be a difficult comparison for you, but you'd have to try. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ruben.
Thank you very much for calling, Ruben.
Yeah, what happened in Imo remains condemnable.
Okay.
We don't want any Northerners to start coming yet and start shouting. No, it's condemnable. But seriously, Nigeria caused it.
This really?
Government caused it. Yes.
Wow.
Seriously. A very good example is the Boko Haram and the Fulani S-men and the bandits or whatever they call them. They will arrest them, they will get them, and then all of a sudden they became overnight celebrities. They are being interviewed on TV and being made celebrities. Their hype man, Shep Gumi, is going around making cases for them. For what? These people are killing people.
Yeah.
Scores of people, farmers, Reading farms.
Wow.
And you're defending them. You are hyping them. You are making them feel important. For what? So
okay.
What happened in the East is really condemnable, but we know it was going to happen.
Oh, these you knew it was going to happen?
These were peaceful protesters whose soldiers, whose Nigerian army we are shooting at. Harmless. What is happening in Imo is a direct result of the high-handedness of the Nigerian army on the Endsars protesters and the IPOB and the Eastern people, their protest against being marginalized in this country. And yes, Joyce, I like the question you asked one of the callers. Are you there, ma'am?
We're listening to you. Go ahead,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, you asked, I think, but I don't know how you asked it, but I want to say this. I live close to Panti here. And
okay.
There's something my parents always tell me, in fact, everybody, something that we all know, that 85% of the people in Panti, in the inmates, most of them are jailed for crimes they did not commit.
Oh, jailed for crimes they did not commit.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I've seen not one, not twice. Most of them were jailed. Is it not the same SARS? Is it not the same SARS arresting people, boys up and down? Most of them are there now. Most of the guilty ones are very, very few. So I'm not surprised that if that those inmates in Imo, most that I can, I'm very, very sure that 75% of them were just peaceful protesters.
Unfortunately, I think I understand what you're trying to aim at, but
Thank you. But
due to accuracy, we can't quite put a figure on it.
No, I understand your argument. That is. You see, you are in the streets. I'm not saying I don't think you are in an incubator. In this Lagos, you are in the street, you see these things. You know that most people are being arrested by the Nigerian police, youths, Igbos.
I'm not displacing your argument, but for the sake of accuracy, we cannot quite say 75% because pretty much what you're saying is...
I agree with you. It is my...
It's okay, you can move ahead.
My admission.
Okay.
And I can say that everybody agree with this thing.
Okay.
Though we cannot put a particular figure
on it, yeah.
So what has happened, the government is responsible for it and it should take responsibility and do the right thing.
All right. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. We're Nigeria Info. Hello and good afternoon to you. Can you hear us? Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, lady. Please turn off your radio.
Can we be serious once in this country?
Okay.
And discuss things seriously as people that really mean business? Rather than being sentimental and putting a tribal sentiment into things.
Give us your position.
Fine. If we are serious with ourselves, we will know that there is a conspiracy against the Igbo man in this country. We had two ex-governors, one from the core north and one from the southwest, discussing how they will cripple the economy of the Igbo man. They deny it. No investigation was conducted. This was a conversation over the telephone. And every conversation on the phone is recorded by the network provider. Why didn't the government investigate?
Hello? We might have lost you. Hello? I think I might have lost you. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joy.
Good afternoon. Turn off your radio, please.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Have you turned off your radio?
I've done that, my dear.
Thank you. What's your name?
Compliment of the season. You have Chris on the line. Calling from Okoko Michael.
Compliments to you, my brother. We're happy to have you here.
Yeah. Let me start by saying that, what happened, in Imo State, just like the other caller said, is condemnable. I condemn that. But if you look at it from another angle, it points to one thing. It shows that, when citizens started attacking government institutions, such as, police headquarters. It shows that, that the people are already against the government. The people are already not impressed by what the government are, all the dividend the government are giving to them. So I think it's high time the security apparatus, they must, look at the drawing board back. And
security apparatus of which divide now? You mean the government?
The police. The police. To be specific, I'm talking about the police hierarchy now.
Yeah.
It's high time they begin to, talk to their personnel on how they go about, molesting people unjustly.
Okay.
Honestly, the other day, Joy, I was in a bus. All of a sudden, I saw, Motor just blocked one Okada boy, and the boy was arrested because they said that he was carrying two passengers. And the police, they are not taking on uniform. The car they came with, there's no label indicating that they are police officers. So, my dear, honestly speaking, this and more are the things we see every day, honestly.
Yeah.
And when those things, there's a saying when somebody is being pushed to the wall, you must expect a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
What happened, can never be unconnected with some of the mishappenings that have been happening over time in the East. These are the things you see, sincerely, because, when things continue happening, definitely, somehow, someday, it may not happen.
There is a ripple effect and a consequence, basically.
Yes, people will always rise back to fight. That is what is happening. The government cannot give a blind eye to what is happening.
Okay.
Also, let me say that, I cannot say for sure that, that the people who are being arrested, that some of them may not be guilty of some offense. They're talking about the inmates that they freed.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we cannot, label all of them that all of them are guilty.
No, absolutely. That's why. So we make an avenue for that to actually be a possibility, because we've been Nigerian long enough to have known that is a reality of some Nigerians. I mean, for example, NSAR has pretty much revealed an awful lot that people go through at the hands of unscrupulous officers,
Yes. Yes, and on a more serious note, Joyce, I mean, it's high time, the government of the day must go all the way to balance the equation of the federal character, because all those appointments, you know, what brings about, some set of people feeling marginalized is when about, we are practicing, federalism. And, in this practice, every section of the country must be included in the,
I want to ask you a very specific question. Are you suggesting, or you're saying explicitly, that the government's pattern of rulership is one that we can call imbalanced?
Yes, okay. Joy. In all humility, in all sincerity, that is what it is. Okay. Honestly, that is what it is, because in as much as this thing continues to happen, somehow we must be expecting this kind of reaction from people, okay, from the citizens, because this must continue to happen until they do the needful. Honestly, if they fail to do so, this whole thing will continue to happen, because there is no how the government of the center will be, trying to practice this kind of attitude, to the people of the Southeast in particular. These are the people that are harmless, who are just, they're only asking for one thing, that they should be included in the government. Nothing more. They are not asking for too much. And what did they get in return? This is not good. And the government must do all they can to make sure that this whole thing doesn't continue. You know, if that continues, Joy, I tell you, this, what happened yesterday may not be the last that may happen. I'm not a prophet of doom, but I can see it happening. Thank you.
Fair contribution. Thank you very much for your contribution. We're going to quickly go off on a break. When we come back, I'm going to now also have to introduce a situation that played out in Ebonyi State and then share with you an audio excerpt from Governor El-Rufai. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. My name is Joyce. You're on the sunny side. We're talking the Nigerian reality on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. It's 4 minutes past 1 p.m. I hope you're enjoying your holiday. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. The sun is risen, and upon our consciousness, we're hoping to understand the undercurrents of our national security. Well, this is me just trying to reference a few of the events that have happened and to see whether we can understand the pattern, the method, if we understand the framework, and maybe even understand what's happening behind the scenes. As I told you earlier on, if you're going to need any type of comprehension as to something that is before your eyes, you're also going to have to extend your imagination to say what could be influencing that which is playing out. So we're looking at our society today. We're looking at Nigeria as a nation. And there are too many angles that we have now to consider when it comes to insecurity. I think we're not even, we don't even have, say, time and maybe total peace of mind to thoroughly consider all our options, because while you are on one issue, another issue arises. I didn't necessarily intentionally ignore this, the Ebonyi one. I just thought it's one too many. But here this afternoon, I think, is really worth our consideration. It's worth our time. This is our country, and if it's going to move any further than here, well, the people must contribute to their deliverance, to their salvation, to their security, and to their peace. And what I mean when I say the people must contribute is that you must determine what you want. Okay, now before the break, I was speaking on a moving story that played out in Imo State. I thought it was so, so alarming that something like that would happen. But then I considered the statement of the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, and he said that no Nigerian deserves to be in the country's prisons. The IPOB leader based his staff on the treatment received by some groups whom he said get freed and rehabilitated after they're arrested by authorities. Well, that story pretty much is no longer new to any Nigerian. Some of the stories that we have heard reported by some victims, you know, and then, you know, of course, major news bodies that have pretty much reported cases of theft, destruction, murder, kidnapping. And I think maybe what's even worse than the fact that you hear it the first time is that you hear it again the second time. And something that's worse than that is you hear it again the third time. And even just talking about it with you, I'm trying to remind myself, how many more times before today has this been a conversation on Nigeria Info? Okay. This morning we woke up to the story of gunmen, you know, attacking the Owerri Correctional Prison in Imo State's capital and freed hundreds of inmates. The attackers also razed the Imo State Police Command headquarters situated in Owerri and burnt almost all the vehicles parked at the command headquarters. So we are yet to establish the exact number of inmates that have made their way out into society. And I thought that it would be a difficult comparison to make. But then again, why wouldn't I subject it to your judgment to see whether you find any, whether you even understand the logic of one, the statement, and then you juxtapose that against the action, something like a prison break in Imo State, and see where this country is going. All right. So now that's still a conversation that we're having. 0700-993-993-993. I also think it's necessary that I remind you that the other part of this conversation is something that played out in Ebonyi State. The Ebonyi State Police Command on Thursday last week said that investigation into the killings of at least 15 persons in Monday's gruesome attack in some communities of Isiolu local government area of the state was pretty much ongoing. What I think you needed to know, or what I think you need to know, is that the attackers were armed with cutlasses, AK-47 rifles. They were herdsmen on a mission to kill the entire members of four communities. By the time the dust settled the following morning, more than 15 corpses were said to have been picked up. Members of the community the communities now live in fear as the shocked governor, David Umahi, declared that such attack was capable of degenerating into another kind of civil war if nothing urgent was done to stem the tide of criminality by the rampaging herdsmen. One of the survivors actually claimed that apart from the 15 corpses that were counted immediately after the incident, more victims of the affected communities were still discovered within and around the area. The herdsmen who attacked the communities were said to have been evicted by the communities some time ago for alleged destruction and theft of their farm produce within the area. 0700-993-993-993. The Sunny Side, and my name is Joyce. It's 9 minutes past 1 p.m. And 01465-7190. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Let's talk about the undercurrent of our national security. Hello, good afternoon to you. Can you hear us? Hello, good afternoon. You're going to have to turn off something, your radio, something. We're getting feedback. Hello. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, you have Chris on the line.
Welcome, Chris.
Yeah. Let me say again that, I told Sandra some time ago that there was a saying that when a witch cried in the night and the baby died in the morning, it points to one thing, that whatever that is happening, there is something must have actually compared that to happen.
Mm.
I believe that what is happening, is not unconnected with some of the cries of the people from the east. Some of their long-time crying of marginalization and the humiliation they have suffered so far from the present-day government.
Yeah.
So I believe that the way to go is from the government. Looking at it from a kind of a reconciliation that will happen, that will, start with, positive actions, not by a mere political talk or a mere political visit.
Mm.
I learned that, the vice president was in Boy State, yesterday.
Exactly.
That was a good one, but not enough. We want more positive action rather than only that visit. Joe, if you remember, some time ago, if I'm correct, two prison warders were gunned down on their way when they were taking some of the prisoners to court in Anambra State.
Mm.
Few days ago, three police officers that were attached to former CBN governor from Anambra was gunned down, right?
Yeah.
Okay, look at it. Join it with what happened in Ebonyi State. You see that all those things, when, people rise up against the law enforcement agencies, it points to one thing, that people are already depressed. What do you expect them to do, Joy? Over there in the north, bandits were doing all whatever they're doing. The governors are giving them kids gloves, welcoming them. Welcoming them and say that they have been that they have repented Boko Haram, repented bandits. They give them money, they welcome them. So look at it, what is happening in the east now? And whenever the people who are sitting for their own freedom in the east, the government will send soldiers in the name of crocodile and the crocodile smile and whatever name they target. They go about, laying mayhem to the people, killing the people and suffering them, manhandling them. So this is what you expect to happen.
Is there any way that this can end? Like, so now we're talking about Ebonyi, at least we're considering the situation in Ebonyi State. Given that this is not the first time such a thing is happening, is there any way, any measure that needs to be put in place today, like right now?
The only measure that can happen, Joy, is a guy, government, calling some of those people because they are not faceless. They know them. Let us not even, put a blind eye to that. They cannot even claim that they don't know. Let them come them to a sitting down table.
All right.
Let them hear them. What are they demanding? Because their demand, I think, to a very large extent, is very open. It's not a hiding one.
All right.
They cannot, let them meet their demand. And this whole thing, will end for once.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm not in any means justifying the killing. Not at all. Not to justify the killing. But when something continues to happen, it points to one thing.
All right.
That people have been marginalized over time. And the present government, if they don't change their nepotistic attitude, this will continue to happen.
Thank you very much for calling. I actually got a message on my Instagram page from a young man who said he listens to Nigeria Info from Ebonyi State. And he did mention to me last week when the incident occurred that... I think he was the first person who told me that, Joyce, I'm reporting from Ebonyi State and this has happened. People are being massacred and I have photographs. I was waiting for him to send me the pictures. I don't know what has happened with that singular move, but I didn't quite get it. And for that reason, I didn't want to talk about it. So if he's listening, I'll appreciate, him sending me pictures, particularly because he was the first person who brought it to my attention, that situation in Ebonyi State. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Sorry, I lost you. If you can't make it back, welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ibrahim.
Welcome, Ibrahim. Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. I condemn what happened in Imo State. The truth about it is the main problem of we're having in this country is tribalism.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why do you say that? What has influenced your thinking?
Yeah. Okay. When things happen in some parts of the country, maybe from the east or west, people in the west are saying, just so about it, these people that are doing all these things. And if things happen in the north, they'll say, all those Boko Haram things. Let's just say things the way it is and let's leave tribalism aside. Let's not be tribalist. Let's say it as we see it and not just because it happened in so states, because it happened in so places. No. Let's say it like...
Okay, all right.
We all should say it.
You think we're not being honest with our observations?
That's just the truth.
Okay.
I hate being tribalist. One... I want to say now is the main problem of this country is from one part of the country. I don't want to say the tribe. Let me just keep this in course. Before this present government president, the last president was from the south. Before the one from the south was from the north, and before him was from the west. The thing here is...
Hello, could you speak up real quick?
During those times, we have less... we have more strikes, like the NSS strikes. We have more strikes. But during this present government, there have not been a single strike. And this is the second turn-on. And no single strike... Doing Jonathan.
Hello. All right, I think I lost you. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side, where Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
Thank you. Elmar Zeno.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I want us to discuss Nigeria issue with some truth.
Give us your perspective real quick. Give us your perspective real quick.
The fact is, there is hatred in the land. People are fed up and they want to go their separate way. Let Nigeria discuss. Thank you.
Oh, that was quick and brief. Thank you very much for calling. But then you didn't give us the privilege to ask you, hatred between whom? The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Hello? We lost you. If you can make it back, welcome to Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio, that would be good.
Hello, John.
Hello, good afternoon. Turn off your radio. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Okay. Concerning what happened in Imo State, eh?
Okay.
It's condemnable.
Okay.
But wow. To the fact that if you consider most of all those prisoners, you will discover that most of them, they are innocent people.
Do you think most of them are? Most? Would that be accurate?
Most of them. Look, let us look at this so-called Wakiu in Oyo State. It's not Oyo State. That Amar Motoko arrested that last time. Amar Motoko arrested a kidnapper, a ritualist. Then the government sent them to invite the Amar Motoko. See, today now we don't hear about that Wakiu.
So what do you suppose?
Hello? Eh?
What do you suggest? What are you thinking? I think I want to know what you're thinking.
There's hatred in the land now.
Why do you think hatred between whom now? So who do you think is hating the other?
So you will see that those that come from the north, even though they have committed such kind of atrocity, kidnapping, ritualists, they go nowhere.
Yeah, but you understand that even northerners are actually feeling the brunt of whatever it is you're complaining about.
Because they have stranger in their midst. The people that come from Niger, Mali, they are in their midst, speaking the same language with them.
So basically you're saying that it's the bad eggs amongst them. That's what you're saying.
There is a bad egg amongst them that already turn. Then if anything arrives at the east, you will see government send crocodile man. Operation this thing from air wipe the whole people in the east. Is that what was? Now we hear that about say that our fighter jet have got missing. Then how could the fighter jet got missing? So we have such a fighter jet. We just declare war against Boko Haram that is inside the camp. They say they don't know where they are. My brother, my sister, we cannot force ourselves to live together. That is the truth.
All right.
We cannot force ourselves to live together.
Okay.
There's a hatred, there's a war already.
Wow, this is difficult to comprehend. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. The Sunny Side, welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you?
Very well, Joyce.
What's your name? Turn off your radio. Tell us your
name. My name is Victor.
All right, Victor.
Yes, Joyce. What is happening in the East is as a result of Governor of Imo State declaring war on its citizens.
Oh, that's yes. Another angle.
Yes. See, we have Amoteku here. The Southwest created Amoteku. Nobody saying anything. Now, the Southeast governors kept mute. They never said, okay, since there is insecurity in the land, let us create something that will protect us. Now, the people volunteered to protect themselves. The governor declared war on them. You see, the media did not report everything that happened in Olo. It's as a result of this that the Easterners have decided to stand up for us.
Okay, so you know, I would love to really consider this your angle for a minute, but I want to ask you a question, and I hope you can answer it, which is, if you say the Easterners are choosing to fight for themselves, it kind of makes common sense, really. If I was going to attack your house, I would expect that you put up a defense for yourself and for your house, yeah? But given the way, I mean, let's consider Imo State this morning. When you look at that, do you think, honestly, that is one way to go? Any way to go?
Yes, in the right sense, it is not the way to go.
In the right sense, okay.
Yeah, in the right sense, it's not the way. But in a sense where the government is fighting its citizens, what do you expect them to do? Let me tell you, Joyce. See, I'm speaking authoritatively that do 70% of those people in that prison are innocent young youths.
Okay, so I don't know whether you understand me when I say that. I really think I understand what you mean when you say that there are innocent people within those prisons, and they shouldn't be there particularly because they're innocent. But I don't know that we can categorically put a figure on it, because to put a figure on it would suggest something like, well, you know it for a fact. I'm not disproving that, you know, they're innocent people. I'm not even debating that. But when we say 70%, it seems as though we have a situation where we look a man in the face and just put him in prison, regardless of whether he is guilty or not.
Joyce.
Yeah.
I know we cannot put
a figure on it. Yeah.
We cannot put a number in it. But this is what is happening.
Okay.
Let me tell you, okay, now. The last caller said something about Wakili. Where is Wakili? The OPC guy, the OPC guy that helped Amotoku to arrest Wakili, they were invited to Abuja. The police arrested them, for God's sake. Now, when you go to the north, you don't see anything. The people perpetrating evil there are the northerners. Nobody's been executed. But anything southeast, the government will take it off. They will take it off. And follow them with army and police.
Okay.
Look at what they are doing to the internet. And the internet said, no. Nnamdi Kanu never incited anything. Nnamdi Kanu only asked his people to defend themselves.
Mm.
This is the right time to do these things. This is the right time. Because the government of Buhari have decided to destroy the internet. And it will not work. The internet will not let it work.
All right. Thank you very, very much for calling. I do appreciate your contribution. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Chigozie, calling from Agege.
We're happy to have you here, Chigozie.
Yeah, you see, my sister, a bad governance and a bad government bring a bad image to the society.
True.
You see what is happening in Imo? I wonder where this man come from.
Which man
put India to become a governor? If you bring a carpenter man to become a governor, you will behave like a carpenter man. There is no way he will behave like a governor because he was not proper trained.
Okay.
Yes, and you see this issue of killing. This thing will later bounce back on them concerning this evil they are doing because they are the ones that sign against it. It's not by force. Not by force. These people say they want to be free. Allow them to go. And they are sending a lot of people, killing innocent people that did not even do anything.
Mm.
I pray that they will suffer it and their generation will also suffer it. That is my own take.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. Break. 2 minutes. Okay, the Sunny Side. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Just before we go off on a
good
break.
Afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Yes, Francis from there.
Welcome, Francis.
Yes. Joyce, if you will agree with me, you will agree with me that there is a trouble in the land. And the authorities simply living in denial.
Okay.
You see, the problem in what happened in Imo State, I condemn it in totality. It's quite bad. And what happened now dangers the life of the people.
Yeah.
But Joyce, one of the callers made me angry this morning.
Oh.
The guy keeps jumping up and down, calling all radio stations and making some sweeping generalization on the Igbos. I know that the guy is listening to me. They call frequently from Aja.
Okay.
You know, the Igbos never keep quiet on the security issues in this country. And we never been one-sided in the area of security or on the national issues.
Yeah.
You know, we always air our voice in our own little way of understanding.
Mm.
And, you know, we contribute our quota,
okay,
you know, to make the country better.
Yeah. We have 30 seconds. We have 30 seconds.
And, Joyce, I want to put it to the media houses.
Yeah.
If any media house can make a comprehensive report on security issues in Lagos and in the Southwest,
yeah,
in general, let the media house come up with it. I'm listening. I'm following all the media houses.
Okay. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. So here now we have to segue from this Nigerian complex issue of national security to something equally as complex. Yes. And so maybe the benefit of life is that we can advance our cause on one hand, develop ourselves on the other, become a better people, a greater nation. But then you realize that pockets of bottlenecks come together, become one great complex problem. And if we're not taking them apart, if we're not dealing with them, if we're not talking about them, then certainly nothing changes. And then we can hardly ever say that we are better for it. Hardly ever say that we are better for it. All right. So today on the show, I want to share with us something equally as complex, as I said earlier on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. It's of a particular video clip. Yeah, a video clip recorded by a Nigerian actress. And it was of her encounter with a Nigerian male. And this male would appear to be, say, somewhere in the ages of 50-something. Yeah, late 50s, probably. Mid-50s, safe. But yeah, he's within his 50s. And he had something to say about a Nigerian actress and the fact that he used some certain words in her. And I think I'm glad that it's a holiday. And for the sake of social sanity, and maybe not necessarily interfering with the audio, I would leave it the way that it is. And I want to ask the public, I want to ask you, what does society think of the average Nigerian woman? I think this is necessary because even though sometimes it's not said, it's actually thought. And maybe your sister has been treated in that manner. Maybe your mom has a story where she was treated in a similar manner. Maybe it's even your daughter. And if you're not close enough to your daughter, she probably would never say something like that to you, or like, "Dad, this man said this about me or said this to me." But I really think that when we talk about something like this, we can maybe put ourselves in someone else's shoes. Or maybe imagine ourselves in that situation where someone would speak like that to us. And hopefully by the end of the day, understanding can help us make better decisions. So I'm not necessarily suggesting anything to you. I think first we even have to understand the sensibility behind such an action. So here on Twitter, I have this particular audio, and I think I'm ready to share that with you. If you would give me your attention, I would love to make your time spent here totally and completely worth it. Here's a Nigerian experience with a Nigerian lady and a Nigerian male. We got that. Hold on. Got it.
Hello. Now you move your car from there, move it down. You understand English?
Why are you calling me out my name and being so aggressive? I didn't say anything to you.
Just move it.
Yeah, I'm holding on for another car so I can move into the space.
Okay, you need to do that very quickly.
Or
I come out and I see.
And what you're gonna do? Call me a prostitute and a whore?
No, I'll call VGCC.
No, you're gonna call me a prostitute and a whore. You're not sorry about that. I never did anything to you. I was actually coming down from the car.
That's about that.
And the next thing, you started swearing at me and calling me a whore. Did you see me acting porn somewhere?
No.
Or did you see me in a brothel? I'm not in a brothel, no. It's a commercial for a big brand.
I thought that's what you
do. No, they do advertising for big brands.
I thought they are basically whores there, you know, and
no, it's not whores.
Anyway,
these are well-seasoned directors. And
I saw your wedding band and whatever. I'm sorry about that.
So if I wasn't wearing a wedding band, it doesn't mean that I...
All right, so it would appear that the man changed his tone and approach because she was wearing a wedding band. I doubt your promiscuity stops the day you wear a wedding band. I mean, we've heard too many tales of people who are still... I mean, we know stories of people who are still promiscuous, permitted by both religion and society to continue in their promiscuity, and there's a wedding band on their finger. So I think, for me, that the issue here is... I think first I would like for you to interpret what you have just heard. I think that's first. How does society perceive single ladies? Yeah. And I would like for you to first tell me what you think society does. And then maybe attempt to try to straighten out what should be. And again, if you support this mentality, I want to believe that there is a reason you support it. And I hope that it's something that is not a, you know, it's not mimicry. You're not imitating something that someone suggested to you. You're probably sharing with us something that you believe to be a first-hand experience. Yeah? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 on Nigeria Info. This very beautiful Monday as we get radioactive. Here is something worth your interrogation. Let's talk. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Speak up for us. Tell us your name.
Yeah, I'm going to go calling from Belgium.
Okay.
See, hello.
Go ahead.
Hello, Joyce.
Go ahead. Yes.
Please, I don't want to contribute to this. I want to contribute to the previous one. I want to, first of all, thank those two callers. A caller before the last man that spoke. I want to thank those two men. They spoke my mind, and that is the reality. Anything that happened in Imo State, they will hold responsible. Concerning the Ebonyi State, anything that happened in Ebonyi State, that is what Omine wants. He's the one that brought those four armies in Ebonyi State. So anything that happened in Ebonyi State, they should hold, what is the name there? Governor Omine, responsible. So I don't want to contribute to the one you...
Thank you very much, Colin. I appreciate it. All right. So fortunately for my friends, well, time is really what we have, and we try to make the most out of it. We're now on a different conversation all by itself, so I hope that you can be a part of that and put it on the back burner, the one we have just got done with. A 99.3 Nigeria Info, welcome to the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. We're talking about how society perceives single women. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. We're happy to have you.
I'm Joy from Kogi.
What's your name?
Joy from Kogi.
Okay, go ahead real quick, Joy.
Honestly, what I've perceived, I think they just see us as sexual objects.
Okay, wait. When you say they see like a sexual object, something without sensibility, common sense.
Like the only thing you have to offer is sex.
Is that like, true? Do you think that's true?
I had an encounter on Friday, and it just proved it to me. Like,
do you think it's true? Do you feel that given... I mean, what do you think about that? Is that accurate?
That's not accurate. It's false.
Okay, but that's what's projected onto you. Someone is projecting that over you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate the sunny side. And it's very, very good that we have the ladies speak on this. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
Radioactive. My name is Chris. I'm calling from Amuodo.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Okay. First of all, I think it's just a miseducation of our society as a people. And I don't want to take it into a gender area. I've seen a lady in a bus call a fellow lady Ashawo. So these are just our nomenclature as a people to use words loosely across both sexes. I've seen a woman in a car with kids and then insulting and raking and calling somebody else names. This is just how we are as a people, and it's very bad and it's condemnable. We have to
So at this point, I think I would love to suggest that there are different categories of people in society. And maybe there's a special class of people who think this way. Could that be right? Or do you think, no, it's not a class thing, it's a mentality thing. It's like it's a national mentality thing.
That's what I'm saying, exactly. I said it's a
So it's not a class thing. You don't think it's someone who is more educated might act
it's
differently?
Education, it's a value thing.
It's a lack of value thing.
Yes, let me share something with you. In 1991, 92, 93, a certain player from Morocco, Omar Ben Salah, was sent to jail for hitting his child. And you can imagine that society, if that child now grows up to know that his father was sent to jail for hitting her, would he hit somebody? So our society, our learning culture is totally miseducation. We can use words...
Yeah, but so for example, this man is a 50-year-old man. He's certainly way past 50. Are we still blaming education? Like, is there no role common sense plays?
Yes, I think
because I think we can say we can actually keep saying something like, well, miseducation, but I don't need you to tell me that fire would burn, because maybe I have lived long enough to have been burnt a few times myself.
Yes, you've lived long enough, but when there are no consequences, if not for the fact that woman recorded that and we had that on video,
yeah,
I think we will not be able to make those corrections or those assessments.
So do you suggest that a lack of consequence in society is what makes some people act a certain way to some other people?
Lack of consequence in a society
stated
in Nigeria generally across board.
Thank you very much. Thank
even
you.
Even the security problem we're having.
Thank you very much. All right. So we're extracting some sensibility from this conversation already. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Josh.
Yeah, welcome. Turn off your radio.
It's off already.
All right, welcome. What's your name?
My name is Victor. I'm coming back.
Okay, welcome, Victor. We're happy to have you on Nigeria Info. Go ahead.
Okay, you see, the society sees young people, both male and female, the way the young people have decided to keep themselves.
Okay.
Joyce, you are a responsible young lady who is still single. And that is why you are bringing up this topic. Joyce, I want you to go out in the street of Lagos at night, or even in the afternoon, like in the streets.
Yeah.
And you see what young men that are not married and young ladies that are not married are doing.
Okay.
Then you will come back and change your perception about Nigeria.
Okay, I want to suggest something to you. So let's say, for example, I go out there into the streets and there's a prostitute. You know, I come in contact with a prostitute. Do you suppose I should treat her any less than I want her to treat me just because she's a prostitute and I'm not?
She's a being. She's a being, and I don't want you to attach that word, prostitute.
The reason I'm saying that is I'm trying to give you like an actual encounter. So I go out there and I meet somebody who, quote unquote, I think I am better than. And then I say to myself, well, I have justification to treat them less than I would want to be treated if the roles were switched. Do you think it's something I should say? And, you know, do you think I would be correct if I said that?
Every human being should be treated equal and good. Nobody should be mistreated, whether prostitute or not prostitute.
Okay.
The perception of the society on young ladies and young men are what the young ladies and young men made themselves to be.
Yeah, but if you keep saying it's what young ladies and young men have made themselves to be, I challenge you to the fact that I don't think that that is accurate. Because there are some... Okay, for example, in that audio, the lady... I mean, on what basis does it appear that she was... the qualifications used to describe her were actually correct? I mean, what is the probability?
Do you know that man changed his perception when he saw a wedding band?
Yeah, so can you really make some sense out of that?
It is practical. You will not see it until you go to the streets. What young ladies and young men are
I don't
doing.
Leave on the moon. I go to the same market. Yeah, so do you say that what he did was sensible?
That's just a personal story, because I don't think, even if the person was a whore, as he called her, he shouldn't be treated that way. You understand me? But if the society sees young men and young ladies somehow, they have made themselves to be, because as a young person, when you are growing up, this is what the society has said about young men and young ladies. Are you and you will try to live the same thing the society have made you to said about you? That means you'll be treated anyhow.
Okay, so we're going to go back to the telephone lines to get more opinions, because I feel like, for example, this last caller, there's something about the structuring of your commentary that I think someone should be persuaded to want to chime in on. On the Sunny Side, my name is Joyce. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Social perception of, yeah, maybe single women, more specifically. Welcome to radio.
Hello.
Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio, lady, real quick.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Have you turned off your radio first?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes. Joyce, this country we are.
Have you turned off your radio, lady?
Yes, I've got back from this.
I don't know if that's good enough, but...
This country we are. Why, if you are a widow, you are a single... men doesn't regard them. Even if you want to go and collect house, then we ask you where is your husband.
Look, in my view, I think it is beyond illiterate. Look, I need another word. It is darkness. It is blind. It is daft. But wait, I'm waiting for somebody to challenge that.
Yes. If we ask you, go and do somebody that will stand for you. You that is a widow, did you pray for your husband to die? No. But once you come to them, say, that woman that don't have husband, you don't understand. A single mother. That's why they call widow. Those people. I wish it's not good. At times you feel embarrassed. At times you feel...
Do you feel embarrassed when they call you a widow?
Is that what?
Do you feel embarrassed when someone calls you a widow?
I'm not. I didn't feel embarrassed. But the way they treat widows, singles, it's unfair. Like the present house I'm saying now, they asked me to go and bring somebody that will stand for me. She understands.
Okay.
I say what? For what? You said that they doesn't give single lady a house so that they cannot turn it to hotel. You don't understand.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for court. Yeah.
Yes. I want to ask. Last Monday, we talked about loan. We don't see the feedback yet.
Even the government, they spoke about change. We haven't seen the feedback just yet. Okay. No problem. We'll let you know once some coins comes through.
Yes,
thank you very much for calling it.
Happy start.
Same to you. Good Lord. Hey, 99.3 Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. Welcome to radio. Turn off your radio when you call in, by the way. Hello. Hi, good afternoon. Hello. You're not there. You're not home. Hopefully you make it back and you make it through. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome, lady. What's your name?
Yeah, what I would want to say, concerning this matter, everything depends on composition. How you compose yourself, your life. Because Charlie Boy, was torn at Onita Market with the wife because of the way those people there look at her as irresponsible. There are also words in the book. A woman wears short knicker, and then when she sat down, her back was showing her button. So when she comes down, the conductor said, prostitute. When you go on displaying your body, irresponsible people will talk to you. As for you now,
excuse me.
No matter how you dress, will not disrespect you. You are responsible in your talk and your dressing. People, even their own classes, even though they are married to 10 husbands...
I want to say something to you.
Hello?
I want to say something to you. Would you listen? Can I speak now?
Okay, go on.
Okay. So I want to suggest to you that you're saying that some Nigerians address other Nigerians the way that they dress or the way they appear.
They too are not responsible.
Or even the person who is... Wait. Are you saying that the person who is also calling someone name is equally himself or herself not responsible?
Sure now.
Oh.
Iron sharpens iron.
Oh.
No matter how a woman dressed with only one pant walking on the road, a responsible man will divert to another side.
Oh.
Whereas the irresponsible one, like Agbero, they will go there and start talking to her.
Wait. Let me quickly establish something here. You're saying that the man who disrespects the woman is actually himself, you know, what he has called the woman. If he thinks the woman is trash, it's also because he himself is trash.
Hey, iron sharpens iron. No, because a man is irresponsible, he will disrespect others.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you. Okay.
Hold on, let me finish. There was a scenario at first gate. A young girl with small skirt, almost showing the pants. Then one Agbero came there, hit her on the bottom. Then the senior Agbero went there and rescued the girl. Said, no, don't do her like that. Then I asked the girl, what you are putting on like this? Are you not inviting men that to come and look at your private part? You know, there are wayward men who are not well brought up, or who are easily aroused.
All right.
With all those are of 18.
Thank you.
Then, for instance, that woman.
No. We need to hear other people speak if you don't mind.
Yeah, just give
me a
second for this one now. Just a second, at best. You know, about renting a house. When you go to rent a house, the landlord have right to give to whoever he wants to give the house to. I have been to Benin, I rented a flat. I was a single lady. Ooh. They never asked me. They only told me I work in sports council, and they give me the house.
All right, so you've been lucky. Excuse me. Please wait. You've been lucky. Some other people have not done anything for the injustice that has come their way, and I think you should respect that. All right, but thank you very much. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, I come back again. I disagree with the achievement I just spoke.
Okay.
Because I disagree with that.
Yeah, go ahead, real quick.
These are not that covers many challenges. Not the way you play. This is just the nature of the world.
Hold on, are you saying that even the our Muslim sisters who cover their body head to toe also get harassed?
That is true, yes.
Oh.
The challenge, even the SU that cover the challenge.
Okay.
I disagree with the Akinbet as he just spoke now.
Okay.
It's our own cargo system. That is why he just said.
Okay.
A single woman cannot go to Asia. Don't say you go at this person. I disagree with that.
All right.
Even though we are of the same place, I disagree what you
said. Perfect.
No.
Absolutely. Necessary. And that's clear. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Sorry, I lost you. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. I'm happy to have you here. What's your name?
We have Chris calling back from Okokomaiko.
Oh, Chris, you're getting too lucky. Yeah. All right, go ahead. You have a minute.
Okay, let me say that, from my own understanding, I think culture also plays a vital role in the way, people see the young women and even the young men alike.
Okay.
Honestly, because in this part of the world, some men, culturally, some still believe in the 21st century that a woman don't have all the liberty in the world to live as a single person. So that is the people who go all the way to harass some women, even when they want to rent an apartment or do other things.
Okay.
They see that some men believe that, a woman can never be complete without a man.
Is that true?
My dear, honestly, I disagree in totality. It's not very true. It's untrue. In fact, it's appalling to even say the least, honestly.
All right.